Let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith. Guilt and shame can drive people to kill themselves, as Lady Macbeth did in Shakespeare's famous play. There is a way back from the precipice, and it's found in the Word of God. From the Moody Church in Chicago, this is Running to Win with Dr. Erwin Lutzer, whose clear teaching helps us make it across the finish line. Now, Erwin Lutzer continues the series on the power of a clear conscience. Today, more on why the work of Christ is sufficient to rid us of any depression that would lead us to end our lives. We're in Hebrews chapter 10.
We have a great high priest over the house of God. Let us draw near with a true heart, in full assurance of faith. We don't come wondering and saying, well, now I wonder if I've done enough for God. I wonder if God is going to accept what I've done. Am I good enough? Look at my past. Look at my background. No, that's all important, but that's not the basis upon which you come to God. You come to God because God says, I so value the blood of Christ that if you come trusting that, come boldly, come to receive, come to have fellowship with me, because that's the basis upon which I receive you. And then it says, with our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience. There's the word. Hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience. This will become important in a moment because we're talking about guilt and depression. And our bodies washed with pure water. Now, it's not talking about baptism there. You have to understand that he's using Old Testament terminology. In the Old Testament times, when Moses was going through those rituals, he took blood and he sprinkled it on all of the elements and so forth as a symbol of its cleansing. So he's saying in the very same way, symbolically, the blood of Jesus Christ is applied to our consciences. It's not as if it's literally sprinkled, but it is effective that we might experience the freedom and the deliverance from an evil conscience. And then our bodies washed with pure water. In the Old Testament, you know, the priests used to have to do that too. So God is saying, body and spirit, you come to be cleansed, forgiven, and received by God. And then he goes on to say that let us hold fast the confession of our hope. By the way, notice the fact that he uses the word let us three times. Let us draw near, let us hold fast, let us consider how to stir one another up for love. Some wag said there are three heads of lettuce here. Lettuce, 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 lettuce. Well, you say, Pastor Lutzer, that was sure a quick tour. So how does that relate to my depression? How does that get me to where I want to go? What does that say about my guilt and the sense that I am constantly held back because of my past? Or because of the guilt that has been laid upon me. As you know, a couple of weeks ago, I spoke about false guilt. Well, we draw near into the presence of God. We are welcomed into the presence of God as if, catch this, as if we are Jesus. As if we're Jesus, because we're coming on the basis of his blood and his sacrifice. We're sure a long way from him in terms of our personal experience and our sin, but God says, when I see the blood, I'll pass over that. I won't bring you into judgment. Come near, but come through the blood of Christ. So here are some transforming truths that I hope will help us. The blood of Jesus Christ gives us full, unfettered access to God. And it's for you. Today I may be speaking to some young person who struggles with same-sex attraction. You say, well, you know, I'm different. I don't really fit. Listen, you come. God will deal with that issue And we can have that discussion some other time. But you come on the basis of the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son. And you come to God if you're trusting the blood of Christ to get you there. There's a very famous evangelist. He was an evangelist. He was a scholar. He was a Bible professor. He was well known. I won't give you his name. I met him only once in my short life. But I read an account of how he died. He was there, and he was in great distress because, you know, there's something about eternity that's a little frightening. Even people who write books on 1 minute after you die realize there's a lot of mystery there, and that might make a good title. And so they said to him, well, you know, think of the fact that you were president of this school. You were the pastor of this church. Think of all the good things that God has done for you and through you. And he continued to wrestle, and there was no peace. And then somebody had the good mind to say, the only basis upon which we receive entry into God's presence is through the blood of Christ. And it is enough. And he died in peace. Remember, the blood is the only basis upon which we come to God. Secondly, we must reject, this is so critical, we must reject any notion of self-atonement, any notion of self-atonement. If you ask me, what is the greatest mistake that many people make when it comes to coming before God in prayer, it is this. They look at their lives and they try to find some reason why God should accept them. So they're looking. They say, Lord, you ought to really receive me today because I had a warm time in my devotions. Lord, you ought to really receive me because I'm not as bad as other people. You know what so-and-so did, Lord? Now that I can really understand. But I'm better than that. And Lord, you know that I'm trying and I'm giving. You know, there are people who actually flagellate. I think I mispronounced that word. It's not one that I'm too familiar with. But they actually whip themselves. There's a better word. They actually whip themselves and they do all that because they want to somehow atone for sin. I've seen this on TV, and it's enough to make grown people cry, as if to say, God says, oh, I see that you are cutting yourself and you are whipping yourself. After all that, I think that now I ought to really receive you. That doesn't work. And what is the characteristic of everything when they are finished? Uncertainty. Have I done enough? Has God accepted me? You know, like one guy on a plane said to me, you know what my big fear is when I stand before God? I said, what is it? He said, I fear standing behind Mother Teresa in the day of judgment and overhearing the Lord say, now, lady, I think you could have done more. In other words, what does God demand? What must I do to finally receive his complete approval? So many people say, well, you know, I hate myself. I cut my wrist. I do all these things because I am so full of self-hatred. Believing that lie, of course. I need to suffer. I just can't receive God's grace because I expect to suffer. I deserve to suffer. And that's what I expect. The answer is this, my dear friend. Suffering happens. I understand it. But what you must do is to realize that all that is nothing. God says, when I see the blood, when I see the blood, I'll accept you. When you trust the blood of Christ, that is the basis of my acceptance. And I don't only accept you, but I elevate you as a child of God, as a daughter of God, and a son of God. And someday you're going to be an heir of God and a joint heir with my blessed son, because if you receive what I did for you, you will be saved. There's a third important lesson, and that is we must distinguish forgiveness from the consequences of sin. This is very important. We must distinguish forgiveness from the consequences of sin. Here's a young woman who lives an immoral life, and she receives God's forgiveness, and then she discovers that she's pregnant. There's a baby on the way, and when the baby comes, every time she thinks of her sin, look at what I've done. What she needs to do is this, to recognize that she can be cleansed, forgiven, and rejoice in God and have the freedom to raise this child for the honor and the glory of God now that he or she has been born, and that the fact of the ongoing consequences does not need to debilitate the fact that she can have joy in God. You say, well, Pastor Lutzer, where are you getting that? You students at Moody Bible Institute, you should always ask that question. So where is he getting that? I again appeal to David, and I was preaching this week elsewhere, and perhaps I told you this already, but if I have, it's because it's clear to me that you need it one more time, okay? David. I mean, here he is. He has adultery. He takes another man's wife. He kills Uriah to kind of, quote, cover it up. And the cover doesn't go very, very well at all. Nathan comes to him, and David says, oh, that guy who stole the sheep, he should receive sevenfold. You know, David, catch this. David was more concerned about a rich man who stole a lamb than he was about a powerful man who stole someone else's wife. That's just human nature. And then Nathan says to him, Hata Ha'ish, you are the man. Well, my friend, today this is Pastor Lutzer, and of course we stopped in the middle of the story. So you'll have to pick it up next time to find out what happened and to illustrate the point that I was trying to make, that it is possible to receive forgiveness of sins even though the consequences of our sin continue on. I hope you understand how deeply I feel about this series of messages that are titled The Power of a Clear Conscience, because I am convinced that if our conscience is not cleansed, we will always be living with a sense of guilt, always having this cloud over our emotions. The Bible says, if our hearts condemn us not, then we have confidence toward God. And of course, the implication is, if we have a condemning heart, then we don't have that confidence toward God. So I encourage you to stay with us. Thank you for listening, and tell a friend about Running to Win.
Erwin Lutzer, with more on depression and suicide, another in a series on the power of a clear conscience. Next time, some final thoughts on coming back from the brink of ending one's life. This series will be sent on CD as our thank you when you give a gift of any amount to support Running to Win. Just call us at 1-800-215-5001. That's 1-800-215-5001. Ask about the power of a clear conscience. Online, go to offerrtw.com. That's offerrtw.com. Or write to Running to Win, Moody Church, 1635 North LaSalle Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois, 60614. This is Dave McAllister. Running to Win is a ministry of the Moody Church.